We all contribute to climate change. We all produce carbon emissions. But although it may not be possible to cut our emissions to zero, it is certainly possible to reduce them by quite a large amount. And Dave Hampton, the carbon coach, can help.
I think the very clear first step is actually to know what that amount is, and there's still quite a few people that don't know their footprint. I introduce myself as I'm Dave Hampton, I'm 9 tonnes, and yes, I'm a bit overweight. Until you know what that figure is, there's nothing you can do about it.
So how do I work out that figure then?
The maths is actually incredibly simple, and roughly speaking, for every £100 you spend on domestic fuel, that's electricity and gas, every £100 is a tonne. Now that's not going to be right for everyone, but that's good enough for me, that's close enough. The second stage, if you drive a car, is to add up the total miles a year and multiply that by the figures that you can get out of any car magazine for CO2 per kilometre. And the third stage is probably a bit more complicated. You probably have to visit a website to find out from companies like Climate Care or Carbon Neutral Company what the air flights involve. But a trip to New York costs a tonne, basically.
So once I've worked out then how much carbon is that I'm emitting each year, what do I then do?
It's funny, but the process sort of starts rolling as soon as you know what it is, because most people are just totally unaware. I had the opportunity to coach a lady recently, and her total carbon footprint was 28 tonnes, which she was shocked by, basically. She was shocked particularly by the car component of that and the air flight component. She doesn't much enjoy flying. She says she's not going to be able to shrink to 14 tonnes overnight, but I suspect within a year or so she'll be down to under 20 tonnes just from awareness of what's going on. Because for most of us, we write it off as a technical subject. We assume there's nothing we can do. We assume we're one drip in the ocean, and it all gets complicated.
How do you actually, though, encourage people who maybe aren't thinking about it to actually do something different? Because they'd say, well, I'm not going to stop flying and I want to drive my car, so then what?
The tack I'm taking is really more evangelical, and I just believe this is something that's just got to be faced, and it's something that's got to be done. I don't go around telling people they can't fly. That would be very stupid, and I'm trying to make a business out of encouraging people to reduce their footprints. So there's a tension there, but I tend to leave flights out of the equation. I tend to just talk about what you can do in the home and what you can do with your cars. And loads of people are just blissfully unaware what their choice of car does to the planet. And there's a factor four: you can drive as many miles as you like, but you can save 4 times the carbon just by switching car, which is a no-brainer.
Now, apart from actually just saving carbon, which of course has a sort of a greater good, if you like, is there any personal good that I might get out of it?
Yeah, totally. It's feel-good factor. I have a solar-powered shower, and when I'm in my shower and I feel the water dripping on my body, I feel really good that that's entirely solar-powered water. I'm on good energy, which comes from windmills and renewable stations, and that energy feels good. When I do need to burn energy, I feel good about the type of energy I'm burning. And finally, it's a bit like the feel-good that you get from fair trade coffee. The whole world tastes better when you're off the purple stuff being CO2.
And why is it purple?
Why is it purple? Purple is a bit funny, but the problem at the moment is that we're not acting because we can't see anything. If CO2 were purple, say, or if it was any colour, we would have seen the sky change colour in our lifetimes. That's really big for me. That's serious business. So I go around waving purple balloons saying this is what 1 kilo of CO2 looks like, this is what 50 grams look like. And by making it visible, the lady I coached that I mentioned produces 500 tiny little balloons. Her car drives along. She's now visualizing those little balloons everywhere she goes. The reason for the color, purple is actually the photographic inverse of green. So if we made the world less purple, it would be a greener world. And also in the States, the Environmental Protection Agency have a website for kids where they talk about not CO2 pollution, but air pollution. And they have a grading for different types of day. When it's a green day, that means the air quality is fine to go outside. On a purple day, that means that they actually ask kids to stay indoors. And that's about as scary as it gets for me, to have to stay indoors because the air's got too much stuff in it. It's bad news.
That's carbon coach Dave Hampton.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.